I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi there, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, November 9th. Here's what you may have missed on the show this morning. We found out, don't sweat it if you're in your mid-30s and don't think you have your stuff together in your finances.
Yep, you won't even get financial maturity until you're like 33 years old, according to the latest surveys.
Exactly.
They call it financial awakening, right?
Yeah, it's where you get woke. In essence, you realize, I have to pay interest on credit cards?
You really want the money, not just the minimum amount. Oh yeah,
I got to pay that. Well, I don't want this to pay 8 more years on this car. So here's what they found is that the biggest reason that people have that financial awakening is a sudden drop in income caused by losing a job or having their hours reduced.
Yeah.
Loss of income or higher expenses due to health events. And then just recognizing the effect of your spending or saving practices.
Yeah, when you start actually paying attention to where your money's going, you can do a lot better job. We all can. But it is interesting. Until you're age 33, I think you think it's all magic. You're used to your parents giving you stuff, maybe.
Right.
And I don't know. It's just you get a life will slap you in the face, okay?
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of where, you know, if you're in your late 20s or so, that's kind of just look forward to that because, you know, it's coming. I did think it was kind of funny here that the survey actually found that the average person on the survey found that they want to retire by the age 57.
Right. Wow. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. 20% haven't even started saving for it, and that 43% of those were afraid to look at their checking or savings account balance. I've been there many a times. I shared the story online. I think I had a balance one time of $19.90.
You couldn't even pull anything out of the ATM.
I couldn't get a 20 out to save my life.
That's amazing. You're afraid to look at it. It's like, When I was really overweight, I was afraid to look on a scale.
Right.
I think that's about the same thing. If you're afraid to go on a scale and look at your checking or savings account, something's got to break here. Okay.
Well, it probably would be called doom scrolling if you looked at your trade. You know, looking
maybe
for,
so. Yeah.
For bad news, and we've learned that what doom scrolling is basically is where you look on your social media timelines and you kind of seek out really bad or dismal news.
Yeah, I mean a lot of it, during the election, a lot of it was just all negative, and as you scroll through it, you just get it bums you out.
Yeah, it really does, and so it actually has coined a new expression called glee freshening, and that's where you, in essence, you go look for positive or good news on your timelines.
There you go. The new term is constantly refreshing your social media in search of good news. And what's wrong with that? Huh?
Nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with a good night of sleep is what we found. The average temperature, the ideal room temperature for a good night's sleep is 64 to 68 degrees.
So it'll be expensive because when you look at your fuel bill, your electric bill, every degree that you drop the temperature with your air conditioner, it increases about your electric bill by about 4%.
Right. However, on the flip side, they say that the difference between falling asleep right away and tossing and turning for 20 minutes till you get comfortable, that can make all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
Now, they talk about this article, which I think is pretty cool, because it talks not about just moving your thermometer. It talks about getting the right bed and getting the right sheets for them.
That's true. A lot of these Tempur-Pedic kind of mattresses, the foam mattresses, can be pretty hot, but they realize that over the years they've added cooling tops to that you can get. I have one of those Tempur-Pedics with a cooling top on. It really works.
Yes, and not even with if you just have a regular mattress and it has cooling, it may be better getting an additional topper that has some cooling on it just to keep you kind of cool at night. And they also talk about getting sheets and pillow covers that are actually kind of breathable fabrics.
Right.
That allow you to sleep. I've noticed this with the boys' sheets, because they're all, you know, they got the little characters and stuff on them. They're all polyester.
Oh, really?
And okay. When I'm laying down with them as they go to sleep, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm burning up.
They don't breathe. Yeah, they're not breathing, right?
So that's where, you know, cotton or some sort of breathable fabric can help you sleep. And then finally, it may be time to get one of those smart thermometers, thermostats.
Right.
Because a lot of the Nest and the Ring systems actually have a cooling feature that will keep you cool going to bedtime.
Yeah, but you can actually change it hour by hour, so you can cool it off when you're going to bed and then get it back to regular temperatures by the time you wake up.
Exactly. So that'll save you a little bit of money there as well. We found out that one of the old scams are back in 2020, and it's a scam where you pick up the phone and the first words that you hear is, "Can you hear me?"
And all they're looking for is a simple for you to say the word yes, which if you ever go to your bank or any of the these phone trees you get involved with, a lot of the responses, they want to know whether it's yes or no. And that could be giving them information. They record you saying yes and maybe just another way to get into your information and get into your accounts.
Yes. And a lot of times, at least with me, I don't answer phone calls if it's an unidentified number or but, you know, there are the times where you're expecting a call, but you don't know where the number is from. And there are some people that still answer the phone every time. And those are probably the ones that are going to be targeted for that.
Just if you're in sales, you're answering the phone, whether you know the prefix or not. And if you're waiting on like a doctor's appointment or something for them to call back, that's happened to me recently. And I answer the phone and it's somebody trying to sell me something.
Yes. Someone trying to talk to you about your car's extended warranty, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So how often should we be washing sweaters? Well, I'm not wearing a sweater because it's so hot, but
here in Florida in February, there'll be a whole month where we can, well, maybe a whole week where we can wear a sweater.
Yeah. So, and this is kind of good information because it is true. You're usually wearing an undershirt when you're wearing a sweater.
Yeah. It very rarely touches your skin unless you've got like a cashmere sweater and you want it to touch your skin.
Yeah. And so what this really talks about is if you're wearing an undershirt and not really touching the sweater, you can probably get 3 or 4 wearings before it needs to be washed.
Wow.
They say for the thin sweaters, even though you might be wearing an undershirt, you need to wash it daily. And here's why. Apparently, humans are disgusting creatures. One day, we produce 10 grams of skin flakes, 40 grams of oil, and a whole liter of sweat.
Okay, baby, that's each and every one of us.
We're marinating ourselves.
Women don't sweat in the South. They glow.
Yes. But they also flake and have oil, too. So that's why it really kind of tells you that you do need to wash your sweaters from time to time. And they say is basically, generally, most of them are good for the machine, just as long as it's cold water and on the gentle cycle. If it's, you know, your wool or something a little bit more delicate, you probably want to keep with the hand washing on that one.
Yeah.
And then finally, we learned part of a cool gift, maybe you're giving a niece or a nephew or even your kids, if you really want them to kind of grow. And it's something really cheap, and it's actually getting their name as a internet domain name.
This is interesting. You know, you can actually take the child's name and for a small fee every year, actually sort of reserve that name for when they're old enough, they want their own website, maybe they're going to a business, but you've already reserved this for them, and it would be a unique way to be online.
Yes, and I brought up the point, which is kind of true. I've seen people have on their resumes, go to my website, and it's actually their name, and that's kind of a way to stand out. But yeah, I got GoDaddy and a couple of these services. Just so you know that probably if you're listening to the podcast, you already know, but all the domains are under one particular umbrella, under a code of conduct. So it's not like you're going to spend money on one site and another one's going to take that name.
Yeah, once you get the reservation, you own that as long as you're paying that yearly fee.
Right. And then you also want to consider nicknames or shortened names. Like for me, my Christian name is Christopher, but a lot of people, you know, call me Chris. So you might want to get, instead of Christopher Malone, you might want to get Chris Malone. And then also consider the other suffixes, which is the biz and net and .us. So it's not just normally .com. So
yeah, there's a lot of ways you can get it. You can. I think that's pretty cool to be an aunt or uncle or grandparent and to give this as a legacy for your grandkids.
Not a bad gift and something that they'll use for year after year. There it is, our show for today, Monday, November 9th, 2020. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And we're watching Tropical Storm Eta. You just keep it tuned to here, and we'll definitely keep you going. We'll get you. Go to the radio.com app and favorite KTK, and we'll send you push notifications. We'll tell you what this storm is doing. And remember, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.